KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 34. Good morning. George Blummer in with Cool 105.5 News today, Monday, April 9th. News sponsored by Central Oklahoma Home Health Care, First National Bank and Trust, Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, and E&E Construction. It's going to be a nice day today. We'll have sunshine, high about 65. Grady Memorial Hospital, now just a few weeks away from opening its new surgery center. The story, part of today's Cool News.
Home health care is more than making sure your parents are taking their meds and doing what the doctor ordered. It's also about helping them be more independent and letting them stay in their own home instead of a long-term care facility. Central Oklahoma Home Health Care is now serving the Grady and Caddo County area. It's locally owned and operated by Rhonda Wallace, who has provided home health services to the area for more than 15 years. The company is certified by the state of Oklahoma, and all home health aides are certified and undergo a background check. An aide can stay anywhere from 4 to 24 hours to help with meal preparation and planning, light housekeeping, help them run errands and go to the store, and even help with recreation and exercise. They're a private pay company and can accept Veterans Administration benefits and workers' comp insurance. Central Oklahoma Home Health Care, Suite 411 in the Petroleum Building in downtown Chickasha. Call 405-448-5100. 405-448-5100. Central Oklahoma Home Health Care. Their priority is you.
It's been almost 3 years since state and federal health officials closed the surgery center at Grady Memorial Hospital. Officials shut down the facility in August of 2015, mainly due to the age of the building. Hospital officials now anxiously awaiting the opening of a brand new surgery and imaging center, which has been under construction for about the last 18 months. Grady County voters approved a quarter of a penny sales tax to fund its construction, and the facility nearly complete. Hospital Administrator Keene Spellman said it features several operating rooms and recovery areas.
The largest OR is 600 square feet. Most of them are in the 500 square feet range, but they're much larger than our existing, our older ORs. We have nine beautiful pre- and post-operative bays.
Spellman said general contractor CMS Willowbrook is expected to complete the surgery center portion within the next month. About May 3rd, Spellman said a state architect will review the facility before being able to issue a certificate of occupancy. Spellman said the imaging center portion of the building won't be quite ready, as all the new high-tech equipment won't be installed for another few weeks. Spellman said the new construction includes a new physical plant that supports the new facility, an open house to be scheduled sometime later. Four people, three of them from Lindsay, seriously injured following a head-on collision on the Turner Turnpike over the weekend. 35-year-old Fa Yuan, 68-year-old Chang Yuan, and 62-year-old Finjin Yuan, all of Lindsay, taken to Oklahoma City hospitals. Fa Yuan suffered critical injuries. He was trapped in the family SUV for more than 45 minutes. Also injured, the driver of the other vehicle, 19-year-old Bo Millette of Claremore. He also last in critical condition. The accident happened about 4:30 Sunday morning, 3 miles east of Wellston on the Turner Turnpike. The Highway Patrol reports that Mallett was westbound in the eastbound lanes of the interstate and collided with the Yuan vehicle. More Cool News coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now 3 generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
Candidates for county, state, and federal offices will be filing for those offices this week. It's a 3-day filing period. County candidates file at the County Election Board. candidates for state and federal offices at the State Election Board. Grady County offices up for election include that of Assessor, currently held by Barry Firestone, Treasurer, currently held by Robin Burton, County Commissioner District 1, currently held by Wendell Hardy, and County Commissioner District 3, currently held by Ralph Beard. Filing is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. A proposal for a special use permit to allow a church to relocate near Atwoods to go before the Chickasha Planning Commission. A public hearing to be held tomorrow afternoon for a live church of Chickasha. Brandon Bordwine and Alan Verser applying for the permit. The public hearing is the only issue to be considered by the Planning Commission when it meets at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at City Hall. 911 dispatchers from the region in Chickasha recently for some training. The Chickasha Police Department hosting the event in conjunction with the Oklahoma Municipal Assurance Group. The instructor was Kevin McCullough, and the session was called Professional Conduct for Communication Personnel. Chickasha Police Sergeant Corey Brewer, who oversees communications, said hosting the program provides new perspectives and ideas, which lets them implement changes and help personnel better serve the community. The Kiowa Tribe of Oklahoma to be holding a primary and general election in the coming weeks. Offices to be determined include chairman, vice chairman, and legislators for districts 1, 3, and 4. The Kiowa Election Commission is asking members to update their mailing addresses. Officials say they've had numerous mailouts returned as undeliverable, and there are more than 3,500 voters that are currently registered. Now, there's a list of people whose addresses who have not been updated published on the Kiowa Tribe website, kiowatribe.org. Now, the primary election is Saturday, May 5th, the general election on June 2nd. After a 13-year career in the Grady County Clerk's Office, Debbie Edwards is retiring. She works in the Land Records Department. Her duties pertain to title records and recording legal documents. A retirement ceremony scheduled for Wednesday, April the 25th. Checking energy prices. Crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange starting the week at $62.06 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $67.11. Natural gas, $2.70 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,330. Silver, $16.31. Our weather forecast calling for sunshine today, high about 65. And right now, it's fair and 35 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call Our Time and Temp Line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
When it comes to garage door repairs, nobody gets you back on track like Paul Batchelder and John Ellis at E&E Construction. Whether it's simply a stubborn garage door opener or you need to replace a broken spring, call E&E Construction and they'll get right to it. They'll even install new garage doors for residential and commercial buildings. Quality, reliability, dependability. That's E&E Construction. Call 779-6558. That's 779-6558.
In sports, the Chickasha High School baseball team will be playing at home this afternoon after a couple of games down at the Marlow Tournament last weekend. They will be taking on Anadarko in a District 4A1 matchup. Neither team has won a district game yet this year. It's the first of a two-game series between the two teams. They'll play at 5 o'clock this afternoon at Elliott Field. They'll play at Anadarko tomorrow afternoon. USAO baseball team dropping a Sunday doubleheader to Oklahoma City University. It was a matchup of top 10 NAIA teams. USAO was ranked number 7, and Oklahoma City University ranked number 9. The Drovers won a Thursday game at Oklahoma City University, but the Stars win both games of a doubleheader yesterday. So the Drovers dropped now to third place in the Sooner Athletic Conference standings. Actually, a tie for second place with OCU. Texas Wesleyan leads the league. And the USAO softball team, ranked number 2 in the country, bounced back from a doubleheader loss at Texas Wesleyan on Friday. They played yesterday at Southwestern Assemblies of God in Waxahachie, Texas, scored a couple of shutout victories. Oklahoma City Thunder play their final regular season road game tonight. They are at Miami for a 6:30 ball game, and the Oklahoma City Dodgers will finish up their four-game opening season series at Iowa in a midday game today. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning brought to you by E&E Construction, Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, First National Bank and Trust, and Central Oklahoma Home Health Care.